And this is not just true for individuals, it's also true for this nation. In recent years, in many ways, we've become enamored with our own past success, lulled into complacency by the glitter of our own achievements. We've become accustomed to the title of military superpower, forgetting the qualities that got us there, not just the power of our weapons, but the discipline and valor and the code of conduct of our men and women in uniform. The Marshall Plan and the Peace Corps and all those initiatives that show our commitment to working with other nations to pursue the ideals of opportunity and equality and freedom that have made us who we are. That's what made us a superpower. We've become accustomed to our economic dominance in the world, forgetting that it wasn't reckless deals and get-rich-quick schemes that got us where we are, but hard work and smart ideas, quality products, and wise investments. We started taking shortcuts. We started living on credit instead of building up savings. We saw businesses focus more on rebranding and repackaging than innovating and developing new ideas that improve our lives. All the while, the rest of the world has grown hungrier, more restless, in constant motion to build and to discover, not content with where they are right now, determined to strive for more. They're coming.